T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, fellow Patriots and freedom lovers everywhere. Here we go, getting underway with hour number 4, the one we like to refer to as the bonus hour here on the Bobby Mack Show. If you're wondering why we do that, by the way, for the longest time, I guess for 7 or 8 years, the Bobby Mack Show was on 3 to 6, and then we kind of made some formatic changes. And the show was extended by an hour until 7 o'clock. So that's why this one is referred to as the bonus hour. Great to have you along this evening. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. All you need to do is call me using the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, or text me using the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, which is 71307. And I am afraid I am terrifically in arrears on that. Let me see if I can quickly catch up. Act Blue is not a specific campaign donation. It is a platform to contribute to a campaign one specifies. They collect the info for the required filing with the FEC. The GOP has a same platform for contributions to GOP candidates called Red Victory. Yeah, but the GOP's is not tied to BLM or Antifa. A distinction you failed to mention. Bobby, have you heard about the self-proclaimed anarchist running as a Republican for the office of sheriff in someplace in New Hampshire? How does an anarchist receive and keep an endorsement from the RNC? Well, this individual has just won the primary, so we'll see what the RNC has to say about that. Bob, what has CNN had to say about the officer's shooting from Jody Skader? I don't know. I never watch CNN. The gunman who shot those police officers needs to be publicly executed. Bobby, at least we know how many Marxists are in the U.S. 14 million Marxists that watched any NFL punk fools this weekend. Yeah, their ratings were going down like the Titanic, which I'm sure probably came as a huge surprise to Roger Goodell. What? Ratings are down? Bobby, we should hold the media 100% responsible for any ambush of cops. The statistics and facts show the opposite of the lie that cops are targeting blacks. It's a lie. Absolutely it is, by the FBI's numbers and every other official count. Hey, Bob, did Clemson have BLM on their helmets this weekend? Even though they were out protesting at the emergency room blocking the entrance where the police were shot? Bobby, these people are pure evil. Agreed. Bobby, I really think all this talk about the Dems trying to steal the election is a moot point. I believe President Trump is going to get so many votes on November 3rd that the amount of potential votes that are left to be counted will not be enough for Biden to win. It's interesting you say that, because what you're doing is a sort of parroting an old political aphorism which simply says, it's hard to steal a landslide. A View of America video from former KGB agent. Demoralization of America video was from 1984. This guy says it takes 20 years to brainwash people. This video is exactly what's going on in America. Well, it certainly is in our educational institutions, and that's been going on for decades. Defund the police is just theoretical practice of an idiotic idea. If someone promotes such, is it okay to punch them in the face? Who are they going to call? Well, in Minneapolis, where they're busy trying to defund the police department, they were talking about having social workers go. Yeah. What could possibly go wrong with that idea, right? Bob, you're doing a pretty good job hosting the Jim Bohannon Show. Thank you. Appreciate that. I knew I'd get at least one of those today. About the interview with Bill O'Reilly earlier, awesomeness, Mac Daddy, Bobby Mac. Who's your daddy? Hi, Bobby Mac. Glad you're back. Enjoy your show. Wanted you to know I stopped watching football because I don't watch kneeling idiots. Gotcha. Now, this is interesting. There's a piece today. Where is this? D-Y-N-U-Z. That is D New York News. Trump health aide alleges broad conspiracies and warns of armed revolt. Okay. The top communications official at the powerful cabinet department in charge of combating the coronavirus, a.k.a. the Wuhan flu, accused career government scientists on Sunday of sedition in their handling of the pandemic and warned that left-wing hit squads were preparing for armed insurrection after the election. Michael Caputo, 58, the Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs at DHS, said, the story says, without evidence, that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was harboring a, quote, resistance unit determined to undermine President Trump. Mr. Caputo, who's faced criticism for leading efforts to warp CDC weekly bulletins, Mr. Trump's pandemic narrative suggested that he personally could be in danger. So, see, this is obviously from some kind of left-leaning website. Quote, you understand that they're going to have to kill me, and unfortunately, I think that's where this is going. Mr. Caputo, a Trump loyalist installed by the White House in April, told followers in a video he posted live on his personal Facebook page. He has 5,000 Facebook friends. The video has been viewed more than 850 times and shared by 44. The department said in a statement, Mr. Caputo is a critical, integral part of the president's coronavirus response, leading on public messaging as Americans need public health information to defeat the COVID-19 pandemic. Caputo said today, since joining the administration, my family and I have been continually threatened and harassed by people who have later been prosecuted. This weighs heavily on us, and we deeply appreciate the friendship and support of President Trump as we address these matters and keep our children safe. Mr. Caputo delivered his broadside against scientists, the media, and Democrats after a spate of news reports over the weekend that detailed his team's systematic interference in the CDC's official reports on the pandemic. Yeah, well, no wonder. I would call what the CDC was doing propaganda, and what Mr. Caputo was doing counter-propaganda to try and set the record straight. You know, I've talked at length over the course of months and the past couple of years about how many of the woke, progressive Marxists who are holdovers from the Obama administration are still in government. I mean, Peter Strzok may be gone. Comey may be gone. The rest of them may be gone from FBI and DOJ. But every government agency is still heavily staffed with these progressives who are quite willing to do whatever is necessary to try and damage the Trump presidency. Does that include the CDC? Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it does. Does it include Dr. Fauci? Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it does. So when Caputo says, yeah, there's a cadre within the CDC that wants to make things look as bad as they possibly can, I believe him. There was another interesting piece today. I'll share part of it with you on the other side. Scott Moorfield wrote at townhall.com, if masks work, then why don't they work? Good question. Be right back. 16 after 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. 6:22 now here on the Bobby Mack Show. Bonus hour, closing hour of the program here on Monday. You're wondering how the NFL did with all the we're all in this together and BLM stuff all over the helmets and all that. Well, I can tell you this. 1 year ago on the season debut of Sunday Night Football, the total audience was 22.7 million. Last night, the total audience was 14.8 million. Okay. To the phones we go. Let's head to Spartanburg next and bring in Tyler here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Tyler, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby. So I was a combat vet. I was stationed at Camp Pendleton. Mm-hmm. And I would let you know that all of these crazies out there in California, they've been doing this stuff for years and years. I was stationed out there until about 2009 at Camp Pendleton. I lived in Riverside County, right, and would commute. I remember multiple reports on the news over the 8 years that I was stationed there where random people would walk up and shoot police officers, and or Temecula, where I lived. There would be security guards outside the casino, and just because somebody had a gambling habit, you know, they would shoot them on sight. So this thing in California where you've got these lunatics shooting police officers, it's nothing new. It's just now making headlines because it's something progressive and something they can push.
Right. So, yeah. And ratchet it up as a result of all the media coverage. And again, you know, all of the push. And when you're in an environment where you have these Democrat governors and Democrat mayors, you know, they're busy describing what's going on as peaceful protests while people are being shot dead in the streets.
Absolutely. I had Marines that were leaving base sometimes that would literally have to turn back around because there would be protests outside of the Marine Corps station at Camp Pendleton, where they would have rocks and bricks thrown at their windows.
Good
and
God.
Subsequently have, you know, broken windows and have to pull back on base and then wait for a police officer from out in town and a Marine Corps officer to show up so that they could file a report.
Wouldn't it be nice just once, Tyler, if some of the recon force guys could be turned loose on them?
I could honestly say that the worst thing for any of these liberals to ever happen would be to have a Marine snap.
Yes.
And just go absolute haywire on them.
Right. It's amazing the level of self-control that not only our military has to have. We've had these situations where the ROEs, the rules of engagement, have been so ridiculous for so long. It's stupefying to me that they're able to maintain their sanity in that kind of environment.
It's rough to say the least. I had my windshield broken twice from having bricks thrown at my car. And I had multiple Marines that were, their windows would be down and they'd be struck in the head with a rock. I mean, it's absolutely baffling to me how people can treat individuals like that, but they are the Democrats. So they're all about being kind and understanding. Right.
Yeah, that's what they believe in diversity and inclusion as well, Tyler. So, God, I'm telling you, it's as if, you know, some days I wake up, Tyler, and I feel like I woke up into an alternate universe. You know.
Sometimes I wish I was still in Iraq so I didn't have to deal with some of the crap going on here.
Message received and understood, my friend. Thank you for your service and Semper Fi.
Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Thanks for being here. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, if masks work now, 6 months later, we still have cases every day. But masks work, right? Scott Moorfield wrote this piece at Town Hall today. I'm not anti-mask per se. There, I said it. If you've been reading my rants, I mean columns, on the topic these past few months, you might get another idea, though. And I understand that. It certainly seems like I'm anti-mask, and you'd be forgiven for thinking that was the case. That doesn't mean I like wearing them. They're uncomfortable and stifling and frankly disgusting. Even so, I would wear them when necessary if the arguments the mask proponents use to con almost the entire world into accepting and even mandating this practice were actually, well, true. But there's the rub, right? In fact, precious little of what these idiots say is ever true. If the powers that be were correct, the arenas that took a softer approach to lockdowns and masks would all be suffering immensely, while those with hard lockdowns and mandatory masks would be done with this, right? So why is maskless, lockdownless Sweden almost back to normal, while Peru, India, Brazil, California, and Colombia still languish? Why does this epic Twitter thread, which shows country after country performing horribly after they implemented mask mandates, even exist? I'm here to tell you the emperor is just as stark naked as almost everyone's faces should be. It is past time we ditched the masks, practice some basic common sense social distancing and lived our lives as free human beings. Mr. Moorfield concludes, I'll leave you with three things. First of all, what does Anders Tegnell manage to do in Sweden is nothing short of extraordinary. The Financial Times story is well worth the read. Second, another piece last week by Daniel Horowitz is by far the best anti-mask article I've run across. Few things out there have the power to actually change minds, but this one does. Be sure to check it out. That is a Financial Times story by Daniel Horowitz. And share the story far and wide. And finally, we all know Twitter can be a cesspit, but what if you follow over 100 fantastic COVID truth teller accounts all at once by simply following an already created list? Please consider joining the over 1,400 people already following my brand new COVID Team Reality list. Getting and staying informed, then amplifying and interacting with these voices is a great first step in the long-haul fight against corona fascism. Scott Moorfield, writing today at townhall.com, if masks work, then why don't they work? 6:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We're halfway through the bonus hour, the Monday edition, here on WORD. A little Motown from the bumper music Rota this afternoon, or evening now, actually, right? 6:37, 23 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line, natural viruses burn themselves out, or herd immunity develops, but bioweapons do not. There will be another wave, unfortunately, and it will mutate before an effective vaccine is developed. However, I'd bet that there is an antidote for the original base strain, but it's in China somewhere. This is 9/11 stretched out over months, if not years, but there's no way to track it down because I doubt the Chinese that got in before the quarantine actually were aware of having it. More on this with a piece from Zero Hedge coming up. First of all, though, Tyler, we already got Tyler out of the way, didn't we? Phone lines are clear, Money Penny, is that right? Okay, good deal. Then I can go right to this article from Zero Hedge. On Saturday, we noted the case of Dr. Li Ming Yan, a Chinese virologist, MD, PhD, who fled the country, leaving her job at a prestigious Hong Kong university and appearing last week on British television, where she claimed SARS-CoV-2, the strain which causes COVID-19, was created by Chinese scientists in a lab. You may remember months ago when this woman fled Hong Kong following the Red Chinese coming in and cracking down on the democratically run Hong Kong, when she first escaped to the U.S. and was in a covert location because she feared for her life. Well, on Sunday, Li Ming joined Twitter, and today, just hours ago, she tweeted a link to a paper she co-authored with three other Chinese scientists entitled "Unusual Features of the SARS-CoV-2 genome, suggesting sophisticated laboratory modification rather than natural evolution and delineation of its probable synthetic route." Okay? The COVID-19 pandemic, she tweeted, caused by the novel coronavirus, SARS, has led to over 910,000 deaths. We don't really know how many people died in China because, of course, they lie about their numbers. As a reminder, Zero Hedge was banned from Twitter on January 31st for making just this allegation following a hit piece written by an alleged pedophile who was later fired for plagiarism and countless so-called scientists screaming that our take was fake news and nothing but propaganda. Now, 5 months later, Twitter admitted it has made a mistake, stating we made an error in our enforcement action in this case. And of course, the Zero Hedge website is still available, but their posts were taken off Twitter. The doctor also posted a link to her credentials on ResearchGate, revealing her prior affiliation with the University of Hong Kong, 13 publications, which have been cited 557 times. A postdoctorate position, the University of Hong Kong. Cutting to the chase, the evidence shows that SARS-CoV-2 should be a laboratory product created by using bat coronavirus ZC45 and or ZXC21 as a template and or backbone. Building upon the evidence, we further postulate a synthetic route for SARS-CoV-2, demonstrating that the laboratory creation of this coronavirus is convenient and can be accomplished in approximately 6 months. Unusual features of the SARS genome suggesting sophisticated laboratory modification rather than natural evolution and delineation of its probable synthetic route. Scary. You can find it on UK television. Her name is Dr. Li Ming, M-E-N-G, and last name is Yan, Y-A-N. Virologist Dr. Lin Ming Yan claims coronavirus lab cover-up. I understand the foreign relations complications of this, but maybe I'm just simplistic in my thinking. I don't know, but doesn't this strike people as an act of war? Just posing the question. In on the text line, Bobby, I'm 62. I belong to a group of Marines called the SPS from back in the day. We were tasked with things I can't mention, although only four of us still exist. I guarantee we could end a riot and ask, okay, who's next? Just saying. I don't doubt it. Don't doubt it a bit. Bobby, if this was a virus and not an engineered weapon, masks would work. If this was a virus and not an engineered weapon, social distancing may work. But this is a bioweapon and doesn't behave like a natural virus. That's why we've not even heard. That's why not even herd immunity will work. What will work? Getting the antidote from the first gen of the original strain from the Chinese. They are destroying this country. Bobby Mack, new word brought about by the use of masks. When you exit a building and take your mask off, it is called an aerogasm. Uh, So, Bobby Mack, if my math is correct real quick from what I heard, football TV numbers are down, what, 30% from Sunday night's season opener last year? That is huge. I don't care what anyone or any lib says. Glad you're still around, my friend. God bless. Hug your sweetie. Be safe. Stay focused. Buckle up and God bless. Right now, time is on those in the know. Hey, Bobby, if masks work 6 months later, we still have cases every day? But masks work, right? Bobby, I guess the SWAT vans will now be looking for, will be filled with social workers and therapists when the violent armed suspects just need a good stern talking to. Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it. No problem. Quarter before seven here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. Boneheads, we have got to take an opportunity to squeeze in Boneheads for today. We'll do that on the other side. You're on WORD. Welcome back. Closing minutes here, the Monday edition. Great to be back from vacation. And here we go. Let's wrap things up today with today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Thank you, singers. Here we go with Boneheads. Go big or go home when it comes to insurance fraud, I guess. 22-year-old woman named Julija Ljubljana early last year went to the hospital with what she said was a bad gardening accident. She had accidentally lopped off her left hand with a saw. Surgeons were able to reattach it, but obviously it doesn't work as it used to. After the accident, she filed claims with five insurance companies. She had gotten policies with all of them about a year earlier and was looking at a total of collecting about $1.2 million. But there were a bunch of inconsistencies in her story. Plus, a few days before the accident, her boyfriend had searched online about how artificial hands work. She was convicted for insurance fraud and was sentenced to 2 years in prison. Her boyfriend got 3 years for apparently masterminding the scheme and convincing her to do it. Wow. Well, a town outside Buffalo, New York, accidentally set out an emergency alert on 9/11 at 9/11 in the morning. All it said was to stay safe during COVID, but the timing of it freaked people out. And on Android phones, it said, imminent extreme alert, Auga, Auga, danger Will Robinson. The town supervisor says was an error. The alert was not supposed to go out, especially not on 9/11.
That could cause, you know, someone to go into anxiety or a panic.
It was sent out on the wrong day at the wrong time. There were breakdowns from the emergency service coordinator standpoint on various fronts, and we got to address it so we make sure that doesn't happen in the future. There are procedures and protocols that have to be followed. That was not good use of the English language. That was uncalled for.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't as bad as in Honolulu. Remember that a couple of years ago when they sent out an alert that missiles were incoming? Jeez. Somebody wrote a gag message and it got sent. Speaking of epic fail, there was a failed Astra rocket launch on Friday in Alaska. Bystander got it on video. It blasted off, then flipped around, and, well, it wasn't good. Here, listen for yourself.
Rocket launch in Kodiak, Alaska. Pretty cool.
Uh-oh. Failure. See if we see anything coming down here. Yeah, here it comes.
Whoa.
Ooh. Ooh. Holy mackerel. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. And finally, 24-year-old woman in Ohio recently reached into the drive-thru at McDonald's, attacked a worker, and spit on him because she didn't get the cookie she ordered. She was in court last Wednesday. Here's the judge.
And at this point, you spit on her. You just spit on her during this pandemic. What's the reason for your attack? You didn't get your cookie?
Yes, Your Honor.
Because you didn't get a cookie, this is the proper response. These are kids just trying to get through a night of work in the heat of the pandemic, when everyone is scared to death for their lives.
Again, I am greatly remorseful, and I feel terrible about how it has impacted their life.
Yeah. Probably not a correct reaction to not getting your cookie. Have a great evening. See you tomorrow. God bless.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.